Thank you, Jesus.
If you would give
us housekeeping suggestions on this afternoon.
Thank you, God, for allowing us to come into the house of the Lord one more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take out your Bibles. Get your Bibles ready. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Your composition notebook. Take down some notes. Write down the scriptures and passages we're going to share. Hallelujah. And take out your communion elements. Have it all ready. Hallelujah. So when you get to that point in time of service, you are already ready. Hallelujah. Write down those names of people you want to kick who said, pray for me. I need a touch on the Lord. Keep my family on the prayer list. Hallelujah. People, you young people, you know that's graduating or is going to another grade, keep those names. Put those names. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
If you don't remember the people that you want to, their names, just describe them. God knows this what you're talking about.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Don't forget to redo your alarm.
Hallelujah.
Just 5 minutes prior to the time. Hallelujah. Starting 7 a.m. in the morning. Hallelujah. We start the day off with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he blesses our whole day. Hallelujah. He blesses the whole day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
7 a.m. praise and worship every morning. Hallelujah. 7 p.m. Tuesday evenings is our Bible study. We're learning about the 9 different types of prayer.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes you wonder why your prayers not getting answered. You just may be praying the wrong prayer.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Wednesday evening, our midweek victory service. Hallelujah. Mark your calendars. Hallelujah. The second Friday of the month is always men's and women's fellowship.
Hallelujah.
And Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m. is our live service. Hallelujah. Except on the fifth Sunday. Hallelujah. That's ministered to your family Sunday. But Sundays at 3 p.m. is our international victory service.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Heard
all over the world. Thank you, Jesus. Heard all over the world. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget to look at the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org and see what the mission and vision of this ministry is. Hallelujah. We believe in God for great things. Hallelujah. And also our GoFundMe page. Hallelujah. Renewing Your Mind Ministries International Inc. Hallelujah. If you don't want to go there, you can just mail it in. Hallelujah. Address your envelope to the Potter's House, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. Hallelujah. When you come to church, don't forget to bring your pennies to drop into the jar. Hallelujah. We're still assisting Dr. Helene Russell. Hallelujah. And building a hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah. We thank God for the mighty work that she and her team is doing and keep them in prayer as they go back and forth several times during the year. Back and forth to Uganda.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for our building.
Hallelujah.
Our beautiful Hallelujah. Our dining hall. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Beautiful classrooms and Tom Kirsten and hallelujah with no private interest.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God we'll let you know when the move-in date is.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. We thank God for our washing stations in Northeast, South, and West of Baltimore City.
Yes.
We're able to minister to the homeless.
Hallelujah.
Even the more.
Hallelujah.
They're precious in the eyesight of God, too.
Hallelujah.
We're able to feed them and clothe them. Hallelujah, and give them job-ready skills.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for the first and second Sunday of the month is the Potter's House Challenge.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's knowing the shortest and the longest verse in the Bible and being recorded by from the King James Version. The first and second Sunday of the month is also the Pastor's Corner by yours truly. Hallelujah. The third Sunday of the month is the birthday corner with Sister Angie.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Honoring the lives of people up in that was born in that month. Hallelujah. And the fourth Sunday of the month.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. First of all, first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have Good News Youth Club. But the young people are being taught the word of God by Elder T.G. Stevenson. On the fourth Sunday of the month, the young people have a presentation to the congregation, letting us know what they learned.
Hallelujah.
On the fourth Sunday, we also have a visiting minister or a special guest. Hallelujah. For the month of May, it's one of our own, y'all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as after that spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all come out and hear what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. We know God is preparing in our hearts a right now word. Hallelujah. We thank God for it. Hallelujah. 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 We are a growing church for a coming Messiah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord. Come out on this fourth Sunday and hear that message, hallelujah, and then sit back and chill, hallelujah, with a free fellowship meal with the saints of God. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that he's done, doing, and going to do, hallelujah, in this ministry. Hallelujah. And if you would like to be a student in the Institute of Biblical Learning, please send a text to 443-416-1201. And just put a few words there. I'm interested. I want to be a student there. And I'll send the details. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor.
Praise God. The only people that are serious about their walk with God need call that number.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, because God wants us to grow so we can glow. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following the housekeeping suggestions on Tuesday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I want to just personally thank each and every one here and in Radio Land for joining us in our crusade to tell at least one person a day that you love them and that God loves them too. It means a whole lot to them.
Hallelujah.
Go with that. I guarantee you it will mean a whole lot to them. And to underscore, what I'm talking about, I want to get you to get out of your seats and go around and love on people. At the very least, give them a fist bump. Tell me something. Hallelujah. I love you with the love. God bless you. God bless you. Lord, bless you. I love you with the love. Oh, the Lord. Thank you so much. God bless you. There is beauty in you. God bless you now. Thank you so much. And I love you. Father, Lord, yes, I love you with the love. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see. God bless you now. And the glory of the King. And I love you with the love. Oh, the Lord. God bless you. Hallelujah.
May God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
Lord, may the blessings
of all the
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Company
of every minute of every day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love you with the love of the Lord.
I pray for your family.
Father God, I thank you for adding signs, wonders, and miracles and blessings to her life in Jesus' name. And the church said,
amen.
Bless you, God bless you. You can have a seat. Hallelujah. This is real, y'all. If you're serious about loving God and serving God, you're going to get to some Bible school, some Bible institute, so you can really learn the Word of God. Because reading it is not enough. That's called, hallelujah, not word knowledge. You need revealed knowledge that's via the Holy Ghost. Then you need activity, doing the thing that you read about. Then you need modeling knowledge. Find somebody who's doing what you done read and what you done been revealed to you to do. Model, be the mentee. Then teaching knowledge. You become the mentor and teach somebody else what you learned. If you're serious. You're not serious, don't worry about it. It ain't for you if you're not serious. But don't stretch this up on anything like that. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Now I have another presentation.
Hallelujah.
This past Thursday was a special day in my life. 27 years ago, a guy that looked just like me came out of the side office. He had a case of diaphoresis. Now, those who are in the medical field and know a little about it, that's profuse perspiration. They needed a towel because that guy that looked just like me was sweating up a storm. But then they started playing a song called God's Woman. And coming down! Was the reason of loveliness. Hallelujah. So we celebrated 27 years. And I just want to let y'all know something. And y'all can just close your eyes and close your ears, but this is something I'm going to do for my honey.
Her day is kind of sad, but actually, I don't really know what she loves.
Hey, honey.
Too many of
I'm talking to you.
Love or attraction, infatuation, lust.
More about your
coffee. Love is conditional. If you love me, or I love you if you love me. But love is kind and long-suffering. Love is dedication.
I am dedicated to you. Gonna spend my whole life. Come on now.
If you can
love, I'll love you till I die.
When he comes home, I'll see you on high. Hallelujah.
I'm dedicated to you.
Wow.
He put the spoon down on the table. So what happened to your third husband? He ate a poison mushroom. I guess I got to ask him. What happened to the fourth one? He died of a broken neck because he refused to eat the poison mushroom. It has nothing to do with service today, but I just had to do that one. Hallelujah. Thank you. I apologize, y'all. You in radio land, please get up off the floor. I apologize. Hallelujah. You know what? There's someone that's calling out my name right now to the Father God. They say, help that boy, Lord. And the reason why we are here today,
thank you,
I believe without a shadow of doubt, the reason why many of us woke up this morning,
thank you,
is because somebody prayed for us.
Yes.
But other than what
thank you, Lord.
They had us on their mind.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
They took a little time to pray for us.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We're going to pray for others right now.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes. Thank you, God. Thank
hallelujah.
You. Thank you, Father.
The word of the Lord says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail us much.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Because James 5:16.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible says that
the
inheritance of praise of his people.
Yes, yes.
I think that's Psalms 22:3.
Mm. Thank you, Jesus.
For those that keep him on
thank you, Jesus.
When the praises go up.
Yes. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to articulate, verbalize, name names as I play the selection, the prayer in the background.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Begin to name names. Start with your Jerusalem, your family.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then work out.
Yes, yes.
Work out.
Thank you, Jesus.
For somebody that you met, you don't even know their name. Describe them to God. He'll know who you're talking about.
Yes, yes.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank
you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray your brother
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Pray that God's kingdom come in their life.
Yes.
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Expect God to move for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings in Jesus' name. But all the books out there, buddy, and Papa, and book, can you? Come thy kingdom be done, thy will, and I could be in my family. Make it personal, make it you and your family. Begin to articulate, name their name. My wife teaches myself. Nikki, Danielle, Daniel, Pam, Chris, and Keith, Tiny, Earl, Tavon, Kimberly, Tia, Lisa, Keisha, Michael, and Michael, and Mark, and Ariana, Nicholas, and Dami, and Reggie, Elijah, Malachi, David, Jaheim, Emmanuel, Evelyn, Tamara, Trevia, Oscar, Gazelle, Asia, TJ, Ezekiel, Pai, Zane, Joshua, Lauren, Knowledge, Darby, Jamie Jr., Delisa, Janine, Durrell, Viola, Lewis, Talisa, Regina, Dwight, Corey, Antonio, Pebbles, Dexter, Marion, Rachel, Birdie, Kirsten, Damon, Precious, Lorena, Spencer Johnson, Joseph Atkins, Annette James, and Pat McCoy, Tony, Richie Bird, and Sarah Bright, Linda, Ginger, Milton, Sandra, Bridget, Dwight, Damon, LeBron, Dartain, and Tommy Wins, and family, Juliet, Andrea, David, and Gina, and family, Butcher, Kate, and Tyler Bird, Naomi, Timmy, Bobby, and family, Chuck Carter, hallelujah. Jeffrey Bird, Maria, Tanya, Calvin, Bob, and Cam, Bob, and family. Yes, sir, for
Hallelujah.
Christopher Bird, Tanya, Nellie, Elena, Tiffany, PJ, and Amani, and family. Audrey Bird, Denise, and family. Paul, Karen, Charles, and Kathy Moody, and family.
Thank you.
For Albert, Ernest, David, Geneva, and family. Cousin Tom, and Lester, Falcon, and family. Charlie, Michelle, Marvin, James, Kelly, and family. Deanna, Boo, and family. Angela, Boo, and family. Patty Collins, and family. Danny and family, Jackie and the family, Rob Cook, Dick Kennedy, Paul and his family, Raymond Banks and the family, uncles and aunts, nieces and nephews and cousins. Come thy kingdom be done, thy will in the life of Elder QB Stevenson family, a mother to Lord Harrison family, Prophet Cynthia family, Evangelist Julian family, Hallelujah, Jennifer and family, Minister Linda and family, Minister Terry Cleveland and family, Rakeem and family, Tiffany and family, Hallelujah, Camilla and family, Hallelujah, Evangelist Tina Smith and family, Tina Thompson and family, Lorenzo Beckman and family, Sheila Benson and family, Leslie and Don Goldwater and family, Valerie and Tony Martone and family, Hallelujah, Paul Houston and family, Arnold Henry and family,
Oh. Hello, everybody. I am Sister Angie. I'm the president of the Breakfast Club.
Yay!
And we are in the month of May, y'all. Does anybody in the sanctuary have a birthday in the month of May? If so, may you please stand and just tell me the date. All right, happy birthday. Does anybody else in the sanctuary have a birthday in the month of May? If so, tell me a date. Anybody in any family?
The 30th.
Thank you. All right. Well, happy birthday to both of y'all.
Not the 30th.
Happy birthday, Captain Peter. Here come. All right. Now, I'm going to wish everybody say happy birthday. And they come up and get y'all gifts.
Hallelujah.
And some birthday cards. Come on down and get y'all gifts. You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, y'all. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
God bless you all. Hallelujah. Praise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the birthday celebration in Jesus' name. And that sounds like the alarm. That means that the Good News U Club, y'all taking flight right now. Let's give a hand to the Good News U Club. It sounds in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. We lift the elements of Holy Communion right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. We ask God, in the name of Jesus, that you bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. For they should create it at all. In the text for today, it says to examine your neighbor.
Yourself.
Examine your mother and father.
Yourself.
Examine yourself. Examine your brothers and sisters.
Yourself.
Examine your children.
Yourself.
Your boss on the job.
Yourself.
The pastor.
Yourself.
The baker, the candlestick maker.
Yourself.
The cat, dog, cow, and horse.
Yourself.
Examine yourself.
Yep.
And we do that in the light of the word of God. Isaiah 53 and 5. Oh, shit. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b, with his stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed.
Yeah.
Hebrews 9:22b, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelations 1:5b, he washed our sins with his own blood. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through this blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend before the world. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus has done for us. In the text on the day, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruchasham Adonai, that means blessed be God the Lord.
Amen.
We're taking communion worthily, because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die, but live and declare the ways of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. There's one thing you put above yourself, it's your word. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. St. Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3 declare, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. Thank you, Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing. From the top of our head to the soles of our feet. From inside out and outside out. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now. All over the world, right this minute, in Jesus' name, whatever it is. Your word says in Matthew 15:26. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. In St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. And Psalms 100 says, we are your children. We are your children. We are your children. We need to say this again. I am your child, Lord. And he said that healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for our healing already. And likewise, likewise, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord, he said, he declared, this is the new testament in my blood. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's pray together. In remembrance of you. He said, do this in remembrance of me. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, be the blessed.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said to bring you into remembrance that we may plead together. That we may be justified. And we are justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, hallelujah, we boldly say what you said, God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said. When I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood today. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministry. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. Our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers' failures, our dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and pray. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah, the Tishbite, we thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to nil, lets to nil say, brings to nil every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every fixing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every fixing. Fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cover all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for remaining on today. And because of who, God, whose we are, and what we are, we boldly cut it up. We boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our bonus families, according to Job 22, 27, and 28. Romans 4:17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Romans chapter 8 verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty speakers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him was able to keep us from falling and present a faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And the church said,
Amen.
And the church said,
Amen.
And the church said, Amen.
Amen.
The church said,
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Peaches, are you still here?
Yes.
After 27 years, are you still here?
Yes, honey.
Thank you. What time is it now?
Oh, it's time for the word, Pastor Mary.
Thank you.
Time for the word.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
More of the Lord. More of the Lord, my heart desires more of thee, more of thee, Lord, more of thee, Lord, my heart desires more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup. Spirit of and make me whole. The shepherd went out to search for his sheep on a long, lonely night. I don't know the rest of the words of the song. He searched till he found them. With blind eyes, he found them. And I was the last one lost sheep in my cup, Lord.
I spit up, Lord. Come and cleanse this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole.
Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save here with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of every good seed sown tonight, this afternoon. 36-year-old, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessings. And again, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. We bless your name. In Jesus' name. And the church said,
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
On September the 2nd, 1946, a baby boy was born. At birth, they named him William Everett Preston. God gave him a whole bunch of gifts. He was a keyboardist.
Mm-hmm.
And he gained great fame backing up such people as James Cleveland, Ray Charles, and a whole lot of other folks. But he decided in 1974 to put out a selection, a song,
mm-hmm.
which went viral. And many of you may know who I'm talking about. The title of that song was Nothing from Nothing. Least nothing. He was born in the Church of God in Christ. A lot of folk don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
His stage name was Billy Preston.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He went on to his reward June 6, 2006. But his legacy remains.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those old songs that you listen to, he's on the keyboard in those songs.
Mm-hmm.
But of all the songs that he did,
mm-hmm.
I can only remember one.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Yeah.
Pastor Peaches, can you give us the addresses on today?
2 Thessalonians 3:3. Lamentations 3:22-23, Hebrews 11:1-6, Matthew 21:22, Mark 9:23, Mark 11:24, Ephesians 5:1-2, Hebrews 4:16, Isaiah 55:11, and Galatians 2:20.
Hallelujah. See, I'm going to mess some of you up right now. I've got a couple of scriptures. Hallelujah. John 14:6 says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. The truth. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent.
Mm-hmm.
But everything he said, everything he spoke out of his mouth,
mm-hmm.
he shall perform it.
Mm-hmm.
You say, well, what does that have to do with what you just talked about? Nothing for nothing leaves nothing. The title of today's message, if you expect nothing, you get nothing.
Right.
Neighbor,
neighbor,
oh neighbor, if you expect nothing, you get nothing. Tell somebody else, say,
oh neighbor,
oh neighbor, if you expect nothing, that's what you're going to get. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. I want you to understand this. For the longest time, and I preached a sermon just recently, might have been last week. Don't get it twisted.
Mm-hmm.
And some folk in the church got stuff twisted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God said to do this, and they said, well, don't expect anything in return when you do what God says do. That's the devil's lie.
Amen.
God keeps his word, y'all.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, I got another scripture. Romans, somebody go to Romans 3:4 for me. Chapter 3:4.
Romans 3:4.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm messing a whole lot of folks up here. I already gave you a whole bunch of scriptures.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But it's all right.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Romans 3:4.
Yes. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Go ahead.
It says, God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged.
In other words, God's word is true.
Amen.
And somebody talking about something other than what God's word says, they the liar.
Yeah.
He's got to perform what he said. And some people, they meant well. Do what God said do, but don't expect anything in return. What kind of mess is that? If God said, hallelujah, without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder.
Amen. Amen.
Bible says, give it to tell me, give it to you, press down, take it together. Gets, he's going to return. What?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Y'all don't understand this. But it's, you don't expect nothing.
I
expect a bad grade. Guess what you're going to get?
A bad grade.
I expect to run out of food. Guess what you're going to do?
Run out of food.
I expect more month at the end of the money. What you going to get? More month at the end of the money.
Oh, my God.
Let's expect the positive.
That's right. Amen.
Because what you say will come back to you.
Right.
What you do will come back to you. It's a boomerang, y'all.
Yes.
Expect the blessings of the Lord.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Don't get it twisted. Going back to that message. But don't get it twisted. I mean, it sounds righteous. It sounds holy. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We ask God to take care of all our needs.
Mm-hmm.
Then we take five people home in our car. And everybody offers to give us money. And you go on your way home, you run out of gas.
Mm-hmm.
You need somebody, call somebody to come and bail you out.
Mm-hmm.
Look here. Expect people to bless you because you're doing what God said you. It's going to come from the left of life. It will come from... I'm walking down the street one day with my boys when they were little. Walking from our house to downtown. And a guy comes up to me and puts money in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ask for no money. I had a suit and coat on. And the boys were dressed nicely because they had come from school. Somebody just was led by God.
Mm-hmm.
Expect! God to bless you.
Now,
I don't want y'all to get careless. I hope there's nobody in here named Karen. But don't demand. You understand what I'm saying? It just will come your way. You walk in the back, and the back man that sees you and says, oh, is that you? Elder Kirby? Oh, you don't have to stay in the line. Come on over here. I'll wait on you myself. You didn't go there. I want somebody to wait on me. I want to root everybody. No, you don't go through that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see the manager because I am Karen. No, you keep your mouth shut and you let God do what he do.
Yeah.
His word is true. Glory to God. Did I get to the first scripture yet? Give me the first scripture.
Second Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil.
He is faithful to his word.
Amen.
He said it, he gonna do it.
Yes.
That's it. That's why I said that one scripture, Numbers 23, whatever it is, 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie. He ain't lying to you.
Amen.
So expect him to keep his word. That's why he said in Isaiah 43:26, bring me into remembrance. Say his word, y'all.
Amen. That's right.
Don't just be following a tradition. Even your tithes and your seed, offering the seed, when it's given in church, it's called offering, but that's seed.
Amen.
Expect God to bless you.
Amen.
Oh, I could go through a bunch of scriptures. I could go to Malachi and tell you what the kind of blessing you're going to get when you pay tithes and offering. Oh, I could tell you what kind of blessings you'll get when you give out offers. I can tell you the kind of blessings, because there's a whole bunch of other scriptures, when you give your first fruits. I can tell you all the kind of blessings when you get when you come to church, when you become faithful in God. Because you're faithful to God, guess what's going to happen?
Mm.
So, say that again.
He's going to be faithful to you.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. Y'all don't understand. Expect God to pour out his spirit on
you.
One scripture, I don't have it now, but I'm going to get it. That his spirit is holding over us. Waiting to show himself strong on our behalf. We got to speak prophetically. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith.
Amen.
That means a faith talk. And a faith walk. I don't expect God to do that. I wish he would. I hope he does. That don't sound like faith. That sounds pitiful.
Amen.
And God didn't tell you to be pitiful or to have pity on folks. God told you to have compassion But see, I'm going to tell you something. I tried to have a pity party, y'all. If I had sent it up then, I might have sent out invitations. I would sit up by myself and sing some lonely guitar. Is there anyone who loves you? Lonely guitar. Is there anyone who cares? I mean, I had a pity party. Ain't nobody show up. I don't expect a pity party anymore. I expect the blessings of the Lord.
Right.
I expect the healing of the Lord.
Yes.
I expect the deliverance of the Lord.
Yes.
I expect the prosperity of the Lord.
Amen.
Spiritually, emotional, physical, social, and financial.
Amen.
If you expect nothing,
you get nothing.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Children, parents that have daughters, expect your daughter to marry a hero, a king. Grandchildren, expect them to marry a king, not just any old body. Not just somebody that, I mean, it's okay. I'm not going to knock that. They graduated from grade school. Because somebody had made it, just graduated from grade school, and they became millionaires. I'm not knocking that, but you want a hero. You don't want a zero for your queen. You don't want a zero for your king. Expect the best. Because God wants to give you, he said his best. And he wants you to be just like him. Give me another scripture. This might be two parts.
Lamentations 3:22-23.
Read.
Hallelujah. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not.
Hallelujah.
They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
Shall it up. Lovable shaka, I expect shakori lovable shaka. The compassion, the favor, the mercy of God. Because he said he would give it to us. Expect God's healing. Expect his deliverance, y'all. Don't y'all, please don't get in the group and start singing, gloom, despair, and agony on me. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Give me one more bad luck. I have no luck at all. Please don't say that. Don't have me, but I'm going to be careful what I say now. When I was younger. Because I don't want the pictures for y'all. When I was little, no, I don't want the visual. When I was younger, I was in the youth choir, and they had me sing this song. And I never want y'all, if y'all ever speak to sing this song, don't you stop it. Don't sing it in here. Nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody.
I can see the violence.
Nobody. I want to see trouble. I want to see the glory of the Lord. I want to see the presence. I want to see the favor of the Lord. I want to see the prosperity of the Lord. I want to see the gifts of the Spirit. I want to see God move mightily.
Amen. Amen.
I expect that, y'all.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm be honest with you. Y'all start singing certain songs in here. I'm going to put up my hand like this.
That's right. That's right. Yeah,
that's right.
Not in here.
That's right. No, that's right.
You can go down to the tall, what's that, the high steeple, few people church, but not in here. Give me another scripture. I got the book going.
Hebrews 11:1-6. Hallelujah.
Now, Satan.
Hallelujah.
Expect. See, when you put expectation, it's called faith in action.
Thank you.
Put your head in and watch that color. Now, faith. is the substance. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith. You know what that kind of faith is? That's faith now. Not faith with our fathers always. That was good. But that was their faith.
Hallelujah.
We need some now faith. Everybody say now faith.
Now faith.
Curse your cut it on. Faith for the moment.
Amen.
Expect God to come through for
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Because he promised that.
Amen.
And he keeps his promise.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Verse 6 says,
But without faith,
thank you.
It is impossible to please him.
Stop. You can't please God if you don't have faith.
Amen.
Well, if you're not pleasing God, what are you doing?
Displeasing
God.
Amen.
Put your faith to ask in your... I'll put it this way. I think you get more blessings from God when you use your faith than when you displease him by not using your faith. What y'all think?
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Go ahead.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Now you heard the saying, it's scripture, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
The belief he was talking about is in his heart. He believes in his heart. But his head, the soul ground, that's where he had problems. And see, that's what you displace that. The doubt comes to your soul ground.
Mm-hmm.
And the double hope that is deep down to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of it. Don't saute that doubt. And you tell the devil when he's trying to put doubt in your mind about something that God said he'd do, tell the devil, get out of my way.
Right.
I doubt your doubt.
That's right.
And the devil will go away really quickly because he says, what does that mean?
He just
doubts your doubt.
Wait a minute.
He's over in the corner and stumbling his mouth trying to figure it out.
Mm-mm-mm.
Hallelujah. But that's what that means. Your heart believes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your head is trying to do the logical feel or the rationalizer. That's why the Bible talks about save your soul. That's your soul go out.
Mm.
Get that on the same page as your spirit, and you're going to be all right. Hallelujah. Give me another scripture here.
Hallelujah. Matthew 21:22. In all things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive.
Expect.
Hallelujah.
You're going to receive.
That's right. Yeah.
So I encourage you to expect the good stuff, y'all.
Yes. Yeah. Because
if you expect calamity, guess what you're going to get?
Calamity.
Yeah. Jesus,
what you expect.
Yeah. You expect to get fired, guess what?
You won't get fired.
You expect. You expect more money at the end of the money. Guess what you're going to have? More money at the end of the money. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said unto him, if thou can't believe, all things are possible to him that believes.
Hallelujah.
God, hallelujah.
All things are possible.
Yes.
If you believe. If you expect what God, that's why you got to say the word of God. Your opinion is 50 cents. Your neighbor's opinion is 50 cents. Y'all put them together, you got a dollar. You still can't buy a cup of coffee.
Yeah. That's
deep. But God's word.
Hallelujah.
We'll stand.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead, give me another one.
Hallelujah.
Quick, the time's right.
Mark 11:24. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
Another word for believe is expect it to come, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, have mercy.
Hallelujah.
I tell you.
Thank you, Jesus.
They said 10 seconds.
Hallelujah.
Going off, but that's all
Thank
right.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
If you expect nothing,
you get nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Understand that. Watch out what you're expecting. Because whatever you're expecting, it's going to come.
Yeah.
So you expect good. You expect bad or you expect nothing. You're going to get all of that. You expect good, you're going to get it.
Right.
You expect bad, you're going to get it.
Right.
You expect absolutely nothing. Nothing from nothing. If you want to be with me, you got to bring something to the table. Y'all got to get spiritually mature up in town.
Hallelujah.
I talk about y'all on radio land, y'all listen to us, glory to God, listen to us quite a bit.
Thank you.
I want to see your face in the place. I want to give you at least the fist bump.
Yeah.
I want to see in here. So that'll glorify God because you bring your anointing with you. Glory to God.
Amen.
One or two, 1,000, 2,000, 10,000. And when we all get to heaven, when we all get on one accord in one place, let me get that right now. Hallelujah. You know what? I got to see this. There was a preacher preaching. And he said, all those that want to go to heaven, raise your hand. Everybody raised their hand except Donovan on the first row. And so Pastor pretended that. Said, look, Donovan, you don't want to go to heaven? And Donovan, because he is wise past his ears, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, I want to go to heaven, but I thought you was getting up a group to go now. That sounds like the wisdom of Donovan and a little child Felicia. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you, your children expect the greatness from your children.
Amen. Amen.
They're not zeros. They're heroes.
Amen.
Expect greatness from your grandchildren.
Amen.
They're not zeros. They're heroes.